Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Caro's panic button on B98.5.
We have the smartest listeners in Atlanta, and that is why if you got a problem, we'll solve it. Tina.
I need to hit the panic button. Definitely need your help.
Okay, what's that?
My dad has decided to come back into my life after over 20 years, and I'm really scared he's going to break my heart again, but not just me, my kids, if I let him back in.
I ask, what was the situation 20 years ago?
He left me and my mom when I was in high school. I don't know 100% what went on between them, but when he left my mom, he left me too. So.
Right.
Gosh, that's tough. Have you guys spoken at all in the last 20 years, Tina?
We've spoken on the phone maybe 5 times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was the extent of it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he started sending my kids' birthday cards in the mail. But I've just thrown them away. Like, I'm like, we're not doing this.
So there's definitely still some sadness there and perhaps some anger in what happened.
Yeah, and I don't trust him. And now he's back in town. And he met up with my husband and has been telling him he's so sorry he's changed and how he wants to be a part of my life and our kids' lives. And
he's having the conversation with the wrong person, is he not? Has he had a conversation with you?
No, I've like refused to see him. So my husband's like kind of tried to be, you know, mediator, but.
So Tina, what is your husband's take on it? Because he's kind of an outside third party to the situation.
My husband thinks it's a great idea to let him back in and, you know, for him to start a relationship with his grandkids. And I'm just so nervous he's going to do to them, you know, what he did to me. And while I've gone to therapy for years and I've forgiven him, if he does that to my kids, I'll never forgive him. So I just don't know what to do.
Thank you for opening up and sharing this with us. It's definitely a situation I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. And so why don't you just listen in and we'll take some calls from our audience and get some advice for you on what to do with this.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
404-741-0985, Tad, Drex, and Caro Show.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just pull it out.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Tina called in, hit the panic button this morning, saying that her dad, who walked out on her and her mom 20 years ago, wants back into her life and start a relationship with the grandkids. Now, Tina's husband has met with dad and says he's changed, wants to make everything right. But Tina's still nervous, doesn't want to get hurt or have the kids get hurt either.
What's your advice for Tina, Ashley, and Noonan?
I lost both of my parents at a young age, so I don't have my parents in my life. And if I had the chance to have them here with me, then I would take the chance to have them in my life. I know that, you know, somebody hurt her, but, you know, he might have a terminal illness and he's not sharing it with her, and he may just want to spend the last little bit of time he has with her and get to know her kids. So I think it's worth the chance.
Great perspective. So sorry that you went through that trauma, but the fact that you're able to give that kind of advice, that no matter what happened, that just hold those people near and dear.
Yeah, and I think that everybody deserves a second chance, too. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes.
Thanks so much, Ashley. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Tracy and Cumming.
Yes.
You say go for it. Start a relationship back up with dad.
I do. I think that she should do it herself, just her and him one-on-one, because right now all it is conjecture and secondhand information from her husband. She needs to get an idea of what her dad's intentions really are before she allows him to meet her children, because if she's not comfortable if she still has that trust issue, those kids are going to pick up on it, and they're instantaneously not going to like the man.
Just wanted to point out that the trauma of a dad leaving his daughter is different than a grandparent's relationship with their grandkids.
1,000%.
Because you don't see, you don't live
absolutely.
With a grandkid.
However, her relationship with her kids comes first and foremost.
Yeah.
And if she's not comfortable with that man, then they aren't going to be comfortable with him either. And it's all just going to end badly for everybody.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. What's your advice for Tina? Panic button this morning at 404-741-0985.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
That's what Tina did. She needs some advice, said her dad, who walked out on her and her mom 20 years ago, wants back into her life and start a relationship with her and the grandkids. Tina's husband has sat down with dad and says he's changed. Like, he's getting better. He just wants to talk. But Tina's still nervous. Doesn't want the grandkids to get hurt and doesn't want herself to get hurt again.
A lot of people are saying, give him a chance. People change. But Chris in Atlanta?
I say don't do it because she's been through an emotional crisis for 20 years, went to therapy, and seems to be in a better place now. And I think she just needs to leave it alone.
Cheryl in Ball Ground.
Hey.
Hi. You were in a similar situation?
Well, yeah, I didn't know my biological father until in my 30s. I didn't know I even had a biological father, but he wanted to come back in my life and meet his grandkids when I was in my 30s. But I had all kinds of expectations of him, and I was sorely disappointed. Aww. So I agree with the last caller saying, you know, let it just be her and dad to establish a relationship and kind of maybe build some trust first. But if you have zero expectations of him, then you won't get hurt.
How do you have zero expectations of a meeting with your dad?
Who's going to take care of you if you don't? You know, you've got to protect your feelings and stuff. And if you got, you know, like I did, I was in my 30s and I had all these wild, you know, dreams of, oh, he was going to be doing this and we were going to go in there and he was going to be, you know, sending presents and checking up on my kids and have a relationship with them. And it was, he basically, you know, wanted to put me on the shelf until he wanted to take me down and show me off. Well, look at my beautiful daughter and her
Yeah, you got to know, Cheryl, that you are special and you are precious and you are not somebody that can be just taken around to the old folks home and shown off.
Yeah, and I like what she said about, like, you know, forgiveness and resentment. Letting go of those things is the best gift you can give yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
And sure breaking thing. The patterns and not handing them down generation to generation. Yay, therapy.
Yes, yay, therapy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Leslie in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're saying use a third party?
Absolutely. We went through this in my own family. And it took years to figure out what to do to remedy the situation. But we had a family therapist that worked with my father and my sister, because a therapist really can, you know, they're not emotionally involved in the situation. So they're really good at asking the right questions, the tough questions, and basically to see through any BS.
I love this, Leslie. Like a third party who's a therapist and designed this, because as a guy, my first thought is like, oh, I'll get my buddy Dave. We'll have a couple beers. No.
Somebody's trained.
No, not a good idea.
Yay, therapy. Boo, Dave.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
All right, it's 8:25. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Another chilly start today. Sunny, it'll warm up to 64. It'll be in the 70s for the weekend. It's 41 in Midtown. NBA, the Hawks beat the Rockets. First game of the season, 117-107. What's going on, Charlie?
The ongoing drama between Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Wilde, and their ex-nanny has now gotten the attention of Super Nanny. So what she has to say is coming up. But first, a little feel-good story. Imagine getting news that you got a job.
Nice.
And you're very excited. But the issue of not having the right clothes for the job has popped up. And it's an issue that thousands of Georgians deal with. And one employer is stepping up.
In a hallway behind the scenes at the Omni Atlanta Hotel in downtown Atlanta, Deja Cherry is doing a little browsing.
Like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe
that people actually are willing to give these things for other people to be able to say, hey, I have something to wear.
So cool. So Jackie Duncan created the Career Closet to make sure all the employees are dressed for success.
So hopefully a closet will serve to give those people the items they need, not only if they're business wear, but also if they're casual. And we also took it a step further, and we even have stuff for children.
That is nice. Amazing.
So all the clothes are free?
It's all donated.
Wow, that's really
yeah.
cool.
I mean, think about it. We all have things we've outgrown that you can just donate now.
Because we work in radio, I would say 90% of my wardrobe is like promotional t-shirts.
Yeah. Yes. So many record label and station t-shirts for sure. Well, everyone seems to be giving their 2 cents in regards to Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Wilde, and their ex-nanny. Well, Jo Frost, who you may know that name, she came to fame on the reality show Super Nanny. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's absolutely outrageous that their former nanny is sharing private details of her time with the couple.
When you hire a nanny, you hire the importance of their service, their expertise, their dedication, and their integrity. It's not okay.
1,000% agree. She is going after somebody. The Super Nanny also says that the couple who's going through a breakup, like a very serious breakup, kids are involved, and that she needs the support of the house staff.
This nanny needs to mind her own business, to learn the importance of boundaries. Divorce, separation, it is emotionally very tough on the entire family. It's one where we must address with sensitivity.
This is where that nanny just saw her 5 minutes of fame and is cashing in.
Gosh, I'm listening to this, and I'm really thinking about the fact that I need to expect more from my house staff. I should have an all-staff meeting today.
Also known as a family meeting for his one-year-old, seven-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a one-person meeting, you looking in a mirror.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Kara is out on maternity leave, so it's taking my money, Lindsay and Kennesaw. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Yeah, Lindsay, let's get it going. Why don't you kick Tad out of the studio?
Get out of here, Tad.
All right, good luck.
Sounds like Lindsay's in for all business, so here
we
go.
She's ready to go.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Tad leaves the room. We'll ask him to you. Bring Tad in. Ask him the same questions. If you answer more than him, you get $100 of his money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. A popular costume shop in Atlanta says it'll have to close its door if they don't find a new owner. What upcoming holiday do you wear a costume on?
Halloween.
Question number two. This popular streaming service announced they're going to crack down on password sharing starting next year. What's that service?
Netflix.
Question three. Kaley Cuoco announced she's pregnant with her first child. What was her character's name on The Big Bang Theory?
I think it was Penny.
Question four. An American Airlines flight from Tampa to New Jersey had a real-life snake on a plane emergency.
Nope.
What foul-mouthed actor starred in Snakes on a Plane?
Samuel Jackson.
Question number five. Ed Sheeran was reportedly paid $2 million to perform at NFL owner Robert Kraft's wedding last weekend. What team does Robert Kraft own?
The Patriots.
All right, going to bring Tad in.
Nice job, Lindsay, making it hard for Tad.
Five out of five.
She's got the heat on you.
We're not going to tell Tad if he is right or wrong until the end because Lindsay got them all right. You ready, Tad? They're tough this morning.
Okay.
Question number one. What upcoming holiday do you wear a costume on?
Halloween.
Question number two. This popular streaming service announced they're going to crack down on password sharing next year. What's that service?
Netflix.
Question three. Kaley Cuoco announced she's pregnant with her first child. What was her character's name on Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my gosh. I only really know Penny.
All right. Question number four. What foul-mouthed actor starred in Snakes on a Plane?
Samuel L. Jackson.
And question number five. Ed Sheeran reportedly paid $2 million to perform at NFL owner Robert Kraft's wedding last weekend. What NFL team does he own?
That's the Robert Kraft?
Robert Kraft, yeah.
The Patriots.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
All right, final score.
5-5.
Yes.
And all ties do go to the house because Tad puts up $100 of his own money, but a great game.
Way to go, Lindsay.
Thank you.
That penny guess was wild one because I watched maybe 3 episodes of Big Bang Theory my whole life.
I'll let you borrow the seasons.
I've never even watched it.
What is wrong with you people?
We play every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up just like Lindsay did at TadDrexandKara.com. You have a great day, Lindsay.
Thank you. You too.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Renee, we're excited to find out you cast an evil spell on your husband's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I see in your email that you want forgiveness, but you also want to see if your spell worked.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm feeling kind of bad. I had about a bottle of wine that night. And when I woke up, I thought, you know, I maybe shouldn't have done that.
So Renee, did you go to YouTube to figure this out, or how did you learn to cast a spell?
Well, I know I was on Instagram, and this woman who I noticed was just in Little Five Points was charging people to teach them how to cast spells. So I paid her $100, and she taught me how to do it.
Did you go to her house to learn how to do this, and did the house smell like cat urine? I had a follow-up
question,
right? And how come you're not casting a spell on your ex-husband?
Yeah.
Instead, you cast a spell on his new girlfriend.
She's a homewrecker.
He was married when this all went down. You guys have children?
Yeah, we've got 2 kids.
Okay, 2 kids.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's 10 and my son is 7.
So are you sure you want forgiveness, or do you just want to find out if the spell worked?
I do want forgiveness. I am feeling pretty bad, but mostly I want to see if it works.
I want to figure out what kind of spell this was. Like, what did you cast on her?
Well, as I was saying, I was pretty drunk, so I'm not 100% sure.
Well, we have a lot of things to figure out, but above all else, we want to get you some forgiveness coming up in part 2 of Forgive and Forget. And if this doesn't work, you don't know what we look like. We don't want any dolls being made in our likeness.
I learned my lesson.
You goofed.
And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Renee had some wine and decided to cast an evil spell that she learned from some lady in Little Five Points on her ex-husband's new girlfriend. She sobered up, had second thoughts, wants forgiveness from the ex-husband's new girlfriend, and also kind of wants to see if the spell worked. Renee, sit tight. We're going to talk to Tammy here for a minute.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Tammy?
Yes, it is. Who's calling, please?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from radio station B98.5. And
okay.
We wanted to find out, how are things going with your new boyfriend? Was his name Craig?
Yeah. How did you know that?
You guys
been, put you up to something?
Have you been dating for a little while?
Yeah, he's great. Everything's going well there. Is he setting me up? Like, what is this?
Have there been any problems with his ex?
What ex? What do you mean?
His ex-wife.
Wait. Well, you're talking about Craig?
Yeah, that's the Craig. He was married.
He's never mentioned a wife. What are you talking about?
Never mentioned a wife. Never mentioned two kids, Tammy.
Wait, kids? No, I haven't heard anything about kids. What are you talking about? Do you have kids?
I have another question for you. Have you been, like, experiencing any physical issues lately? Headaches? Fatigue?
My knee hurts a little bit, but I don't know what else you could mean. Like,
is that a needling kind of pain in your knee?
Yeah, how did you know that? Oh my God.
Tammy, Renee is on the phone. Renee is your boyfriend Craig's ex-wife. Renee is the person Craig cheated on with you.
Is this some sort of joke? What?
We didn't know that you wouldn't know this. Renee?
Sorry, I thought that he would have told you he had a wife and kids.
No. Oh, my God. You're actually married to Craig?
How long have you, Tammy, how long have the two of you been dating?
We've been dating for like 4.5 months.
And he never mentioned that he had a wife. And back to the pain in your knee is that Renee called us because she wanted forgiveness. She contacted an old lady in Little Five Points and cast a spell on you and wanted to see if it worked. Now, Renee,
Was
it
sorry
the knee
about that,
area?
Tony.
Like, do you have, what is this? Do you have a voodoo doll or something?
I can't knit, so it's not great. But yeah, it's, I'm just poking at the legs. I'm not new at this, so. Sorry, Tammy. I mean, I hope it's a coincidence, but yeah, I was pretty mad. I assumed that you knew. I shouldn't have assumed that.
I think I'm in shock right now. I can't believe Craig didn't tell me he was married, that he has kids.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Oh, my God.
So it sounds like the two of you guys have a lot to work out.
Yeah.
Tammy, do you forgive Renee for creating a voodoo doll in your likeness and poking it about the knees?
Oh, yeah, that's like nothing. Renee, can I have your number? Can we talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that off the air.
I'm so sorry, Tammy. It's awesome that he has good taste, but yeah, he's a
I think we should make a voodoo doll of Craig.
Ooh, can you knit? We can make a better one.
Yeah. I think I know where they're going to be poking at.
And we need a very fine tip needle.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Samantha is emotional with a newborn and a husband. She needs forgiveness for pushing away.
Oh.
And yes, there is a mother-in-law involved.
Oh, of course.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.